is from Guy B. Brown Elementary School in Waterdown, and they are under the direction of Mr. Matthew Skinner.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to BandFest 2015. My name is Colin Clark. Yes, you're on.
First piece we'd like to perform for you is called Legend of Killarney. Now, Killarney is, of course, a city in Ireland. This piece of music is based on Irish folk songs. It features at the very beginning, it actually called for a flute solo, but we decided to get a little creative, and instead of on flute, Hunter Brown is going to be playing a flute solo on penny whistle.
Yeah.
It also features Alyssa Elliott on clarinet solo. This is Legend of Killarney.
Cool. Penny whistle. I like that. It's a great idea. Okay. As you heard from the introduction, my role here is to make some comments on your performance. I hope you find my comments to be helpful. Oh, nice introduction. Here we go. Good luck to you. Texture there. Went from an awesome solo to a great duet. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. I probably used more air support from the penny whistle for more sound. Tuba, B flat, tone. Watch your tone color, clarinets, wood, and flutes. I want to make sure we hear the melody still at 31. See how easy it is to hear the trumpets right here? That's what we're aiming for every time the melody's happening. Good, more air support trumpets. Good. I like the pop. Good for you. Good in energy. A little more energy from the saxophone as well underneath that. Yeah, the timpani aren't completely in tune. I know you were tuning before we began to a flute. I might suggest tuning to a lower instrument, something closer to the range of the timpani, say like a baritone or baritone sax or trombone. Yeah, let's make that connection. Da 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 da. See how the tuning marking over all the four notes in bar 91 and 92? Want to make sure those four notes are connecting with those. Tuning means leaving the full value. Yeah, good groove. Great groove here, yo. Yeah, didn't hear much of the dynamic contrast. Good. Hold your focus at the end. All right. Really great intro, guys. Great way to start the morning. Great soloist at the top. Good for you. Very good stuff. Couple things for your consideration. Number one, I would love to hear a bit more air support from almost everybody in the ensemble. There are moments where I find we're trying to play quietly, and when we try to play quietly, I think our first impulse is to use less air. What happens is we have a weaker tone that doesn't really support very well. So if you have a weaker tone, if you play with great tone, things like balance, intonation, and blend just naturally work themselves out. But if you're playing with a weaker tone, these things become amplified, so the intonation becomes very obvious that it's not in. The pitch is not centered, the tone is not very good, the balance is not there, the blend is not there. So we have to make sure we play with a good tone always. So I'm speaking to everyone in the ensemble this moment. I feel we can have a bit more sound from all of you. So do what you can, please, to give us the best tone you can when you play, number one. Number two, just talking about tuning, timpani. Once again, I made this comment before, I'll make it again. Let's make sure we do what we can to put the timpani in tune. And tuning timpani is a task and a skill in and of itself. So I know you're young, and I thank you for your energy and your enthusiasm on this. If we can do what we can to tune this timpani better, because it's such a big drum, so if the big drum is not in tune, then we have some issues for everyone else in the ensemble, because you're the foundation of the ensemble. Because you're the biggest drums in the room, we want to make sure you are pitched perfectly. So do the best you can with that one. Moments where I think we have much more shape. I'm watching your conductor, and he's conducting with a lot of great movement, which suggests to me that he'd like to hear and see some shape in your line. So I hope you all know what I mean when I say shape. So a little more expressive playing throughout these lyrical sections. And about these lyrical sections, one more thing. In bar 91 and 92, I know I mentioned this before, but those are really, those chord notes, flutes, and clarinets, those are connected chord notes. It's almost a legato style here. So I want to make sure we're paying attention to these nuances in the music. Otherwise, we kind of miss the flavor and the character of the piece. But overall, good performance. And again, hands down to that wonderful clarinet solo at the beginning, and particular props to that penny whistle solo. That was fantastic. Very well done. Good stuff, guys. Okay.
Second piece we'd like to perform for you is selections from Star Wars. Now, it's actually a medley of six songs, one from each of the six movies, nothing from episode 7 yet, because it's not out yet. But it features all different songs from all different of the Star Wars franchise. So this is selections from Star Wars.
I see you're riding special gear for this one. Okay, here we go.